Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
The birth rate for twins has increased substantially in this country over the past 35 years. But is there a way that we can calculate or figure out the risk of a woman with twins and whether or not she's going to go into premature labor? My guest today is Dr. Nathan Fox. He's board-certified obstetrician gynecologist with a subspecialty certification in maternal fetal medicine. He's also the father of twins. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fox. Is that why you got into the twin thing, because you have twins yourself?
Not really sure, Melanie. It's my twins are 15. It's, as I was saying, I'm not worried about them starting to drive. That was actually when I was in medical school, so before I even decided to go into obstetrics and gynecology and maternal fetal medicine. But yes, they've had a definite influence on my interest in twin pregnancies.
Why do you think there's been an increase in the birth of twins?
Well, I think there's two reasons. The main reason is that more and more women are availing themselves of assisted reproductive technologies, things like IVF and whatnot, and they definitely increase the rate of twinning. The other is that the average age of women who get pregnant in this country has gone up over the past 30 years, and as women get older, the rate of twinning naturally increases as well. So those two factors, but mostly the IVF, has increased the rate of twins significantly in this country.
So is there a new diagnostic tool that's been developed to help, you know, with pregnant women that are pregnant with twins, whether we can see if they're going to have early term labor, whether they should be on bed rest? What's going on there?
So great question, Melanie. There are, for twin pregnancies, there are several increased risks compared to women carrying one baby. The biggest risk would be that of preterm labor, premature birth, basically the baby's coming early, which has significant health consequences for those babies throughout life. And there are actually tools that can be used. They aren't new in that they've been around for a while, but here in New York at Maternal Fetal Medicine Associates, we've been using them, and we started developing more user-friendly calculators that patients, that doctors can use in order to better assess the risk. The tools that are available, one of them is an ultrasound where we measure the length of the cervix. The cervix is the bottom of the uterus where the baby is held, the womb as it's called colloquially. And if you measure that by ultrasound, the longer the cervix, the lower the risk of preterm birth. And the shorter the cervix, the higher the risk of preterm birth. The other test is something called fetal fibronectin, which is abbreviated as FFN. And that test is basically, it's like a Q-tip swab that goes in the vagina, comes out, we send it to the lab, and it gives us a positive or negative result. Positive is actually the bad one. Negative is the good one. And the same thing, if you get a positive result, your risk of preterm birth goes up. So we've been using these tests in twin pregnancies for many years now. And what we've done is we've put together all of our data so that either a doctor or a patient can take a twin pregnancy, a woman with a twin pregnancy, do these tests, and then calculate exactly what is her risk of preterm birth. So, for example, how does it work? So if I'm seeing a patient, and she's, let's say, 24 weeks pregnant, which is about 6 months, and I measure her cervix, and it's 13 millimeters, which is short, and her fetal fibronectin test is positive, anyone can go to our website at www.mfmnyc.com. That's M like Mary, F like Frank, M like Mary, NYC like New York City.com. And then there's a twin calculator tab. And you can plug in 24 weeks, 13 millimeters, fetal fibronectin positive, and it'll tell you that she's likely to deliver around 31 weeks, which is very early, and it'll give you the percent chance before each week, like 43% chance she'll deliver before 28 weeks, which is very important information for these women and for their doctors to know how high risk she is for delivering early.
Dr. Fox, that's absolutely fascinating. What do you do with the information? If somebody was going to go there, and the website is mfmnyc.com, what would you do with that information? You as a doc, me as a woman pregnant with twins, is there any way to prevent that premature birth? Would you put her in the hospital a little early so that you could watch? What would you even do?
Right, Melanie, that's actually the golden question. And when we present our data and our research at national meetings. That's a question that also the researchers ask us and the doctors ask us. What can we actually do? Because, in fact, unfortunately, there's very little that we have in our armamentarium currently to prevent preterm birth in twins, to prolong pregnancy. It really, the things that we have are ineffective. You mentioned bed rest before. Bed rest has not been shown to be helpful. Hospitalization has not been shown to be helpful. So people ask us, if there's really nothing you can do to prevent preterm birth, why are you doing all these tests? Which is a very good question. But what I tell people is that there are several reasons. Number one, most importantly, even though we can't prevent preterm birth as well as we would like, there are things we can do to prepare before preterm birth that'll improve the health outcomes for the babies. So, for example, if I have two women who have twins, each of them have twins, and they're both going to deliver at 31 weeks, but one of whom I know in advance, I predicted it, I think this is coming, and the other one sort of shows up at 31 weeks in labor and delivers. The one in whom I knew it, her babies are going to do better. And the reason is there are medications we give to women before they deliver, things like steroids, things like magnesium, in certain cases antibiotics, that have been proven to improve the health of the premature babies compared to women who just show up and deliver these premature babies. So that's the main reason we use these tests. And we've done some research where we compared twins in our practice for whom we do these tests to twins in another large academic center where they don't do these tests routinely to see what the differences were. And as we expected, the twins delivered at the same times, meaning us using these tests didn't make our patients stay pregnant longer, but our patients' babies were more likely to get those medications, those important medications, compared to the others. So that
Because you were prepared. I mean, you knew about it in advance. You were armed, and what do they say, forearmed, or in this case, eight-armed, would be forewarned, right? I mean, so if you know about it, and you're prepared for this possibility, and this woman tests positive, and you know that this is something to look out for, then around week 30, 31, you're going to start watching this person, and you're going to say maybe to the woman, come in every week. I'd like to see you every week.
Exactly.
Let's talk on the phone. Let's talk on the phone every week. Let's make sure that we are in constant contact so that if you do go into preterm labor, I'm ready. I'm right there. You're ready. This is a possibility. So it would only make sense that being prepared means that you have a better outcome.
Absolutely. And for, you know, in medicine, there's a lot of discussion about that, whether it is or is not worth it. And a lot of the discussion that comes into place is whether it's worth, you know, potentially scaring someone unnecessarily, meaning we could have someone who tests positive for this but doesn't deliver early, and then maybe we scared her unnecessarily, weighing that against the idea of being prepared. And it's really about how you talk to your patients and how you counsel them. So, you know, at Maternal Fetal Medicine Associates here in New York, the way we take care of twin pregnancies is comprehensive. We don't just take these tests and say, okay, you're positive, everything's horrible, and give them these medications and scare them to death. Well, we talk to them. We say, okay, your risk went from this to this. Let's make a decision. Do we want to give the steroids now? Do we want to wait? Do we want to check again in a few days and see what happens?
30 seconds, Dr. Fox.
Sure. And so basically we use these tests to help women and guide them and overall lower the stress for pregnancy. And the most important thing, of course, is to improve the outcomes for their babies, which is the number one priority that we have.
Well, it certainly is, and it sounds to me like this is a pretty risk-free test except for the, you know, the results and people getting scared from the results, but it's not exactly like an amnio where there's risk to the test. As
correct.
You said, it's like a cotton swab situation.
Correct.
So whether or not it's something that you want to know, talk to your OB-GYN, because I think this is so important. If you are pregnant with twins, this test seems to be very simple, and you can see more about Dr. Fox at MFMNYC.com. That's awesome. I love that website. At Maternal Fetal Medicine in New York. This is Melanie Cole. That's what we're doing here, giving great information. So stay tuned and stay well.